A number of people have asked me, why are you having a book party for Jack Abramoff? Are you a close old friend of Jack's? And I said, I've actually known Jack for a long time, haven't been close friends with him for a long time. And I'm doing it for two reasons, both of which are completely heartfelt. And the first is that I think Jack is a genuinely nice person. Whatever you have read or seen, and I think that the book will give evidence of this, there's a decency that emanates from him, despite all other accounts. I've experienced it personally, and I think it's real. I'm willing to vouch for that. So I'm impressed by anybody in Washington who exudes that level of kindness to other people. And the other reason is, just as a matter of personal philosophy, I don't trust anyone who hasn't been humiliated in public. And I mean that. And I say, yes! And I say that as someone who's been on Dancing with the Stars, but more than that, I say that as someone who's philosophically committed to the truth that unless you fail, and I don't mean in a minor, like I didn't live up to my personal expectations today kind of way, but in a real way, where your neighbors avert their gaze when you pull into your driveway at night, when people think you're a loser. If you haven't had that experience, then you really don't know yourself very well, and you don't know your limits, you don't know what you're capable of, and more important, you don't know what you're not capable of. People who have been through that, and Jack has, understand something about the world that those who haven't do not, and I respect that, and I want to honor that, especially in a city that is given to quick and phony judgments about other people. The underlying point being, I'm better than him. Mm-hmm. I raise a middle finger to those people. I raise a glass to Jack Abramoff, and I'm proud to do so.